Hi, folks. Welcome to the Audio Motivation Podcast once again. This is Andy O'Brien, and I have a special treat for you today. We are on the phone or on Skype here with John Harry Sharon. And John is author of the award-winning books When You Can Walk on Water, Take the Boat. Morning Has Been All Night Coming. He's been a speaker and lecturer, entrepreneur extraordinaire. His books are published all over the world, U.S., Canada, U.K., Australia, New Zealand, by HarperCollins. They're available in 5 different languages, Spanish, French, Italian, Portuguese. And I'm honored to call John a friend, and I really value his expertise, and I can't wait to share that with you today. So, John, thanks so much for being on with us today.
It is my pleasure, Andy.
So really what I wanted to chat with you about, I've known you for probably about 14 years, and back when audio motivation was a thing back in the 2000s, we had a lot of members, and you were nice enough to grant me an interview back in like 2005, I think, and back then, obviously the world was different. I think that was before Facebook and social media and, and yet I remember talking to you at the time about the power pause. And so how has that kind of changed the dynamic over the years of the people who have used it? And actually, if you can kind of talk a little about it, because it really has changed my life quite a bit. And, just by, implementing the simple procedure. So.
Well, I'm glad you asked that, Andy. First of all, the power pause is perhaps my most important work. It didn't just start a few years ago. It started maybe 25, 30 years ago. I was teaching this thing in my lectures, I remember, out in California when I told them about it. Different countries, different places. And then one day came the thought, why don't I write this thing down? And that's exactly what I did. It's a very small book, maybe 100 and a few pages long. And it just dealt with the simplicity of things. Well, I think you might have remembered, this is the funniest part of it, Andy, that during my life, I've been at some of the highest highs and some of the lowest lows, and back again, back and forth, from tremendous successes to great failures and tragedies that occurred. And I hope you don't mind by giving you a little background on this book. With this, the things that were happening, and I consider myself a kind of a spiritual person. I've always been attracted to spirituality. I don't know why, but I always was, even though my major in colleges were like chemistry and physics and math and crazy things, even an MBA. Yet I was drawn back to spirituality. And I kept reflecting, why is it that you couldn't achieve something great and keep it at that level or move it up? Because I achieved great things, and before you know it, they fell to the ground again. And the worst one that happened to me was my wife died. She was in her 30s, and it was of that thing they call cancer. And we fought it and fought it, and I was very well off. And before you know it, all of that was gone. Her life was gone, everything else, but I didn't give up. I didn't give up. Maybe I should have. Maybe I should have, but I didn't. I kept going and going, but I kept thinking, what is it in books or tapes or people's teachings that would really help me? How can I not figure this out? I read this book and that book, many of the books that are known today, Jonathan Livingston Seagull. In fact, Richard Bach became a good friend of mine. I read Chopra's books, Elizabeth Kubler-Ross's books, every book you could think of, and they all had a piece of the puzzle. But nobody anywhere had the, well, I would say not knowledge, but the simplicity that I was looking for. Now you might say, well, what's this guy? He just needs simplicity. Well, consider this. It wasn't always so. I had dealt in the sciences and in advanced business and what. So simplicity wasn't the thing. But I remember very well what Einstein once said. He said, everything should be made as simple as possible, but not one bit simpler. So I thought to myself, I can't find information in any books. I'd find a little bit here, a little bit there. I can't find it in any place. So what I will do, I will write a book. I will write a book, but I will write it in story form. And I will explain these three principles of the power pause. Now, you could imagine when that was done, and it took the world by storm. Everybody loved it. But that was about, what, 20 something years, 30 years ago. And since then, more good things happened and more bad things happened. So power pause was sort of left, excuse me, power pause was sort of left on the back burner. To this day, it exists for sale on the internet. I've reduced the price very, very much. But you wouldn't believe this book was sold for $97 and tens of thousands of it were sold.
That.
So when you ask me about talking about the power pause, I don't need any notes. I don't need any help, anything. I could do it with my eyes closed. So that's the story of the power pause. Now, you want to ask me something about it? Go ahead, Andy.
Well, if, hopefully I'm not revealing too much, but the power the there are three it's all it's I guess a three-legged stool what the power pause is, right? Money, health, and relationships, correct?
Yes.
Can you kind of, without revealing too much, but maybe delve into that a bit, and also
Yeah,
how that
actually,
relates to people, starting their own business, things like that.
yeah, the simplest thing about this is in 3 steps and in 3 minutes, you can solve all your problems. Now, you might say to me, how come you kept going up and down and up and down? Well, that's because I forgot the thing. And then I started again and it worked. The 3 steps. Now, step number one is you've got to, please nobody laugh at this because they are simplicity itself. Step number one, you have to disconnect from the problem. And as simple as that seems, it is one of the toughest things to do. It means you can't think about the problem for a little while. Now, who of us having a problem wouldn't be able to think about it? We think about it when we wake up in the morning. We think about it all day long. We go to sleep in it. We even dream about it. No, that has to be stopped. So you have to disconnect from that problem, even though the disconnection might occur for 1 minute or 2 minutes. Because immediately after you try to do that, you will find the problem coming back to you again. The second part is, and this is very important, each one of these parts is extremely important. The second part is, after you disconnect from the problem, feel how you would feel if the thing you wanted to have happen happened. For example, let's pick one of money problems. And you're thinking, how am I going to solve this problem? I've got to pay. I'm 2 months back on my mortgage. The car has to be paid for. The kids need this and the and before you know it, we're all caught up in that never-ending cycle of worrying. But after you disconnect, then you start feeling how you would feel. Now, you might say to me, look, John, how can I just feel how I would feel? Well, then you pretend. You can do it for a minute or two. This thing only takes 3 minutes. The first part, to disconnect, let's say that takes a minute. You use any excuse you want to disconnect. Let's say I'm being bothered right now by thoughts of, let's stick with the money thing. Thoughts of where am I going to get the next dollar from, or how am I? It's very difficult to do. However, it becomes simplicity itself if you talk to yourself. Now, don't do that in the bus or the train or the plane. People would tend to wonder what's happening with you. Talk to yourself in your head, in your mind, or when you are alone, and say, yes. Have a dialogue with yourself. Yes, right now I'm overburdened with all of these things. But I tell you what, I want to take 3 minutes, just three lousy minutes, where I don't think about you. And of course, I'll come back and think about you after I'm finished. But do I have your permission to take this time? 3 minutes, isn't that long? Look how many minutes there are in an hour, 60. Look how many minutes there are in a day, in a month, in a year. Can I not have just 3 minutes? And you will hear a little voice in your head saying, yeah, 3 minutes, that's okay, go ahead, take it. And whatever you're doing, just sit there. Or if you're standing under a tree, you stand there and you switch your thoughts totally. That's how you break focus. You disconnect from the problem. You ask permission of yourself to do it. And then, after you have done it, you go to the second part. Feel how you would feel. Now, before I touch on that, I want to tell you about this disconnection thing. After you disconnect, you can look at the clouds if you're outside and say, huh, what a nice shape that set of clouds have. Or if you're standing under a tree, you might want to look at a leaf and get absorbed in something that's not the problem, something that's different from the problem, not another problem. Because everybody has lots and lots of problems, which could again be divided into 10 problems and 7 problems and 3 problems. The problem of money, the problem of health, problem of relationship. Just these three. So you disconnect, you think about something, look at the clouds, look at the trees, huh? And you will feel a quietness come over you. And as you're doing that, you bring up to yourself the feeling of how you would feel if the thing you really wanted to have happen happened. Take, for example, paying, again, money. That seems to be an important one. A lack of money. And by the way, those who have a lot of money also have a lot of problems. But we don't hear that much about them because there aren't as many of those people as there are people like you and I and others. So you feel how you would feel if that problem that you were working on, this problem of money and paying the mortgage, went away. Well, what is the first thing you'll feel like? Well, I would say a sigh of relief, a big sigh of relief. Since you're doing this thing by yourself, nobody is seeing you, you can sigh aloud. Ah, what a relief it is. But every time you try to do this, you will find as if there are little guys and little gals trying to pull you back into the cesspool, into the mess. You just say, when that happens, you just say, I asked for 3 minutes and you agreed. Only 1 minute is gone. I've got 2 minutes more. And you go back to how you would feel. How would you feel if all of a sudden no mortgage in the house, no payment in the car, no bills to worry about. And then you will feel relieved. You will start thinking to yourself, this is freedom. Again, by the way, it's not only the money part, the health part is important, but let me finish this part. The money part, that's okay. I'm fine. You breathe deeply and you relax, and all you're thinking, what would I do with all this money? Picture yourself on a vacation or traveling or anything nice you want to do. Now, you couldn't do that for more than 3 minutes or 5 minutes. You'll be pulled right back into the swamp. So that's why the first step should take a minute or so. The second step, feel how you would feel if the thing you really wanted to have happen happened. And then you just relax. And then comes the third step, which might seem the simplest of all, but it really isn't. Each one of these three steps is as important as the other one. And so, after the second step of feeling how you would feel if the thing you wanted to have happen happened, you relax and you say, thank you. Thank you. Just thank you. Now, you might say, why am I saying thank you? Thank you is, I don't understand. Thank you. Don't even try to understand. You're saying thank you because if somebody gives you something, what do? You say thank you, unless, of course, you're a terrible, ungrateful person. Somebody does something for you, you say thank you. Well, you are thanking the universe for something that you haven't yet seen, but you're expecting. Because you have disconnected from the problem, you have felt how you would feel when all is right, and so now you're saying thank you. That, my friends, is the whole process. The simplicity of it is, again, like Einstein said, everything should be made as simple as possible, but not one bit simpler. This is it. Simplicity itself. That's why this book has lived for over, gosh, 20 years, 25 years. I don't remember, but it probably will be here long, long after I'm gone.
Jack,
That's the thing.
so generous with exactly, how to do it, and it's 3 minutes. Can it be done? Like, how often should you do it? Every day or every couple times a day or?
Okay, that's most of the questions about this has been asked of me over the past 20, 25, maybe even 30 years. And the question of how often you should do it, I think, becomes an individual thing. But there has to be balance. I think the first thing you ought to do it in the morning when you awake, and do it in the evening before you fall asleep. Why do I say that? Well, in the morning, as soon as you get up from bed, as soon as you're awake, you're in that in-between world where the subconscious is looking and trying everything for you. And the same thing before you fall asleep, you can go into the alpha state. You don't have to think about how to do it. You do it anyway, and you go into the alpha state. So I suggest, as a start, first thing in the morning, last thing before going to bed. However, there are those who are frightened, who need to reassure themselves. You can do it more often. You could do it 3 times. You could do it every hour if you want. There is a danger of doing it too often, though, because it becomes like gargling. Or saying the Lord's Prayer for those who know that sort of thing. It's like, Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done. It becomes something that you do without thinking. So that's why I think you will have to find a space between 2 times a day and about 6 times a day, and have most of them done that way. Morning time, you can do something around 10 o'clock. You could do it at noontime, then about 2 o'clock, then about 6 o'clock, and then before going to bed. That's 6 times there. But there's no hard and fast rule to doing this. One good treatment, one good doing of this is worth 1,000 times trying to do it while you're thinking about something else.
One thing I've noticed about this, and I've been using it off and on for several years, and just the way you describe it kind of brought this back to the forefront of my own mind. And I think it's a really elegant combination of three things: mindfulness, law of attraction, and the power of gratitude, right?
Absolutely. Remember, I said, in fact, in the introduction for this book, I said, you already know all this stuff. I said, but what I'm going to do here is put it together in such a unique way that you'll think it's different, but you already know all of this. You have all the tools necessary to make this work. Mindfulness, the law of attraction. What is the law of attraction? Like attracts like. What is like? Well, whatever I'm thinking about will cause to come to me that which I'm thinking about. I mean, it becomes that simple. What I have done was reorient this book into something that's even simpler than simplicity through story form, and is something that will stay in your mind and your memory. The problem again, there are problems with everything we deal with on Earth. The problem again is that, well, I've been doing this for so long and nothing has happened. Well, if nothing has happened, that means you are missing one step of the thing, just one little step, or two or three. Just review it, revise it, and do it again. But do not lose faith in the stuff. This is what the foundation of everything, including the universe, is based on. Actually, the entity, the person, or the universe, the controller of the universe, probably started with one little thing and imagined it all into being. So thus we have oceans and seas and continents and then galaxies and all kinds of stuff from one little thought. But we get confused because we're here in a testing situation to test ourselves, testing ourselves against ourselves. And if we can become quiet, and if we can relax, and if we refuse to think of the things that are pulling us towards them, then we get into those problems again.
That makes sense. And I could see where this would be really helpful for entrepreneurs, home business owners. You probably had a lot of people use it for that purpose, right?
Oh, yes. Some of the biggest entrepreneurs in the country or the world have been using this. I mean, this thing does not discriminate between prince and pauper, between the rich and mighty and the poor and humble. Some of the top internet figures. Oh, you may have heard of Yannick Silver.
Yes,
Yeah,
he's huge.
almost everybody has heard of Yannick Silver. Yannick Silver uses this consistently. You should see the testimonial he gave me for it. And that he started using it about 20 something years ago. Business people use this a lot. Strangely enough, I sort of feel akin to business people because I'm one of those guys. Although I told you about the chemistry and physics and math, I have been, excuse me, running businesses and my own or other people's since ever I could remember. So we get into talking about things, and this comes up, and the guy would say, "Oh gosh, I got to get one of those." Now, for those of you who would want to get one of these things, it used to sell for $97. You know what I've dropped it to for the past few years? 37 or 39, something of the sort. You'll find it at ClickBank or on the page called powerpaws.com, somewhere around there. And this is used so much by entrepreneurs, and they rave about it. And the funny thing is, sometimes while everybody is saying, "Isn't this great?" poor John is sitting down and saying, "What's so good about that? I'm hurting now. There are all these problems. I myself would forget it." So you got to be careful that if you forget it for a short while, but not forever. Come back to it, hold on to it. It is a wonderful, wonderful thing. It will save your sanity. It will save your life. It saved my life a few times. I'll tell you a quick little story if you want me to do that. Well,
Please.
even if you don't want me to do it. I have had diabetes so serious. Sometime it started the past 15 years. And I was brought down to my knees. I couldn't see. I couldn't walk. The biggie for me was this: to go to the grocery with my friend on Friday and hold on to that cart and walk around. Now, my friend I'm talking about is Anita, who has worked with me for 30 something years, who helped me put the PowerPaws together. And one day she said to me, "John, have you read the PowerPaws recently?" And I said, "Oh, well, no, I haven't." She said, "You ought to read it." And I said, "Why should I read it? Look at the mess I'm in, the pain I am, I can't do anything." She says, "No, just read it." And then came back the next day. She'd asked me again about two, three, four times. And so one day I decided just to shut her up. I said, "Okay, I will read it." And so that weekend, I remember this as if it was yesterday. That weekend, I sat down in the evening and I started reading it. And as I read it, I couldn't stop. I ended up, it's only about a couple of hours reading the whole thing, and said, "This is strange. Who wrote this?" Of course, I knew who wrote it, but then I started practicing it again. Now, I was walking with this cane, and she came in on Monday morning, and I looked at her and said, "Guess what? I read the PowerPaws." She said, "Okay, that's good. Nothing else." And I noticed in 2 days or 3 days, I was beginning to walk without the cane. And by the end of the week, I had put the cane down and I was on 11 prescriptions. And within a month, I had gotten rid of most of them. I think only one was left. And I thought to myself, for goodness sakes, this is the most powerful thing I know of. I told Yannick about it. I told Jim about it. I told this guy that, everybody about it. And they say, if you could only explain this to people, it would be such a great thing to do. But of course, I never explained it too much to anybody because I wrote it, I left it out there and said, whoever wants it, there it is. I've reduced it from $97 to $37, and it's still available. And long after I'm gone, I hope it'll be available. So Power Pause saved my life. My vision came back. My hearing came back. I was able to walk. Since then, I've been to Cambodia. I've been to Thailand. I've been to, gosh, Africa again, to Eastern Europe and so forth. Whereas before this, I couldn't even walk across the room. That's a good story, and it
That is a
happened
good
two or
story.
three times.
That is amazing, John. I had no idea.
Yeah, it saved my life. It saved the lives of a lot of people I know who would confide to me, because I don't know why they don't like to tell people about it. They think the magic will go. No, it won't. If you talk about it, if you just show people how simple it is and then back off, that's all you need to do. But the magic is always there in these three steps.
PowerPause.com. It's easy enough to go and pick that up right
Yep.
now.
PowerPause.com. That's all it is. And
Well,
you will read the things there on the web about it.
yeah, there's so many testimonials and success stories and inspiring anecdotes. It's just incredible. You
Yeah,
just
many of those are from entrepreneurs,
Yes.
business people, people who really want to make it work. That's all there is to it.
Three
Now,
minutes.
I could continue a lecture of that sort of thing for the next few hours, answering questions and everything else. But guess what? It comes back to the three steps and the 3 minutes, which I explained earlier. Disconnect from the problem. Feel how you would feel if the thing you really wanted to have happen happened. And then say thank you. Be grateful. And feel how you would feel. Don't be like the lady who goes in the morning, opens the window, and say, oh, she looks out and she says, I really hope it won't rain today. And then as she closes it, she says, but I know it's going to rain. See? You are short-circuiting yourself. And that's why I made it 3 minutes. 3 minutes.
Anyone can spare 3 minutes.
Yeah, anybody, anywhere could do it.
John, this is has been amazing. Thank you so much for joining me on this audio motivation podcast. It's been so long that we've had you on, and I want to have you on again so we can talk more about your books and what you're doing lately. And so I just
Yeah.
we
Well, it'll
definitely
be my pleasure. It will be, I will absolutely love to do this with you, Andy.
It's such an
But
honor to have you on.
th
So,
thank you so much.
John
Thank you
Hirschman.
so very, very much. And to all you folks who are listening, try the power pause. You might be pleasantly surprised.